This episode of the AT Tips Cast is sponsored by Text Help Systems, provider of award-winning literacy solutions, including Read and Write Gold and Fluency Tutor. For more information, go to www.texthelp.com. That's www.texthelp.com.
Hi, everybody. My name is Bill Peters, and I wanted to tell you about an event that my family and I will be participating in on April 22nd, 2010. It's called the Bounce for Autism, and it's sponsored by the Autism Society and Pump It Up, Inflatable Party Zones. Nearly 30 million people worldwide are affected by autism, and one in every 110 children in the United States has autism. Pump It Up has partnered with the Autism Society to help spread awareness and raise funds for autism research and family support. My family and I are looking forward to bouncing, sliding, climbing, and jumping while we raise money to support the Autism Society. 100% of the proceeds go to the Autism Society of America. Although we're going to be participating in Northern Virginia, the event is happening all over the country in over 140 Pump It Up locations. You can find out more information and find a location near you from www.pumpituparty.com or www.autism-society.org. And don't forget, as you're driving to one of the locations on April 22nd, you and the whole family can listen to the AT Tips Cast.
Welcome to the AT Tips Cast, exploring and investigating the implementation of assistive technology in public schools. I'm your host, Chris Bouguet. This is episode number 53, recorded on April 3rd, 2010. So far, there haven't been many AT tips that are strategies specifically for students with visual impairments. I felt it was high time that I rectify that. If you aren't currently working with any students who have a visual impairment, don't hit the delete button yet. I think you'll find that AT tip number 86, the high contrast feature of windows, has implications for more students than just those with visual impairments. Shift, Alt, Print Screen. Shift, Alt, Print Screen. Shift, Alt, Print Screen. Come on, say it with me.
Shift, Alt, Print Screen.
Shift, Alt, Print Screen.
Shift, Alt, Print Screen.
Shift, Alt, Print Screen. There, is it stuck in your head yet? To be clear, it has to be left shift, left Alt, and Print Screen for it to work. Holding down the right shift or the right Alt key on your keyboard won't do anything. It's gotta be the left keys. What can I say? The person at Microsoft who programmed the high contrast feature must have been a Democrat. When a user hits left shift, left alt, and print screen in Windows XP and Windows 7, the high contrast window appears. I'm going to describe Windows XP, but you should know that this works in other operating systems as well. When in Windows XP, the specific window that appears will read,
pressing the left shift, left alt, and print screen keys turns on high contrast. High contrast improves readability for people with visual impairments by applying a special system color scheme and font size. To keep high contrast on, click OK. To cancel high contrast, click Cancel. To deactivate the key combination for high contrast, click Settings.
When a user selects OK, the screen instantly changes. If you're at a computer right now, try it just to see what happens. Don't worry, because if you hit the same key combination again, it changes it right back. So go ahead and try it. When you do try it, you hear a sound like this. If you just tried it, what you just witnessed was the screen inverting colors. So the white turned black and the black turned white. You also saw some of the text and icons become enlarged. Pretty wild, right? Okay, granted, this might be another one of those strategies better suited for video, so you can see what's happening. But I have tutorials and screenshots posted over at attipscast.wordpress.com. To change it back, just hit Shift-Alt-Print-Screen again. When it turns off, you'll hear this sound. When you hit Shift-Alt-Print-Screen and then select OK for the first time, the default high contrast settings are displayed. But what if these settings don't work for you or the student you're working with? The black background with white text, and larger icons can all be adjusted to meet the needs of the user by selecting Settings. When you hit the Settings button, the Accessibility Options window appears, and the Display tab is automatically selected. Alternatively, you can access the Accessibility Options from the Control Panel. Within the High Contrast box of the Display tab in the Accessibility Option window, there's another button that reads Settings. When you select Settings, this time you are presented with the Settings for High Contrast window. Here, you can turn off the keyboard shortcut, and you can select from 36 different schemes. When working with a student, I would suggest giving the student some time to experiment with the different high contrast schemes to determine which one makes the screen the easiest to read. Remember when I said the strategy wasn't just for students with visual impairments? For some students, presenting the screen with contrasting colors or with icons with larger sizes can help to maintain attention or relieve pressure. I guess what I'm saying is, why not let every student, regardless of a visual impairment, experiment with the various high contrast schemes to determine which scheme makes the screen easiest to read? It just might make all the difference to a student with a learning disability if they can increase the text size, text color, or background color for most of what they are doing on the computer. Also, the high contrast feature is excellent for adults who are losing eyesight or experiencing eye strain. In all my years as an assistive technology trainer, I've probably shown the strategy an equal number of times to adults who are having trouble seeing the screen as I have students. Got an aunt, uncle, mom, dad, grandma, or grandpa who use the computer but are having trouble seeing the screen? Go tell them about the high contrast feature too. If you're a Mac user or you use a different operating system, I apologize. I did some searching to see if I could find an equivalent high contrast feature on a Mac, but the information I found wasn't verifiable. So rather than give you bad information, I decided to give you an opportunity to share your knowledge. Send me an email with how this works on a Mac or any other operating system at attipscast@gmail.com. Or you can leave a comment on the blog over at attipscast.wordpress.com, or you can leave a comment on the Facebook fan page. And did I mention that the book is out? That's right. You can order yourself your very own copy of The Practical and Fun Guide to Assistive Technology in Public Schools. Spending too much time writing evaluations and not enough time with the students? We've got strategies to help with that. Spending all your time in IEP meetings and not enough time interacting with teachers? We've got strategies for that too. Finding that your process for consideration of assistive technology is too cumbersome, slanted towards one population over another, or is generally going unused? We've got strategies for that as well. Remember, you can order your copy over at ISTE.org/CHEWAT. That's ISTE.org/CHEWAT. Once you get a copy, consider sending us a picture of you holding the book. We'd love to see your smiling face with it. You can send all your pictures to attipscast@gmail.com. So until next time, may all your interventions be inclusive, may all your strategies be supportive, and may all your computer screens be easy to see.
Shift, Alt, Print Screen.
Shift, Alt, Print Screen.
Shift, Alt, Print Screen.
Shift, Alt, Print Screen.